He's a disaster. Joe Biden has been one of the country's weakest and most ineffective presidents. Jimmy Carter had stagflation. Barack Obama had the Great Recession. And now Joe Biden has created an economy of high prices and low wages.
Give me a break, man.
Plus, he surrendered American foreign policy to our enemies in China and Saudi Arabia. Real Ohio values. Jim Jordan stands up for real Ohio values. When the far left tried to ram Fauciism and mask mandates down our throats, Jim Jordan said no. When teachers' unions supported allowing pornographic books into our schools, Jim Jordan said no. And Jim Jordan will stop big corporations from hurting Ohio's small farms. On Election Day, vote to re-elect Representative Jim Jordan, paid for by GOPAC. What's scarier than a country singer in a cowboy hat? For Democrats, seems like the answer is not much. They're so offended by Jason Aldean's song that they convinced CMT and YouTube to break out the ban hammer and censor the number one hit in America. Try that in a small town. Apparently, it's okay when Cardi B wants to shake her wet, well, never mind, all over TV. But standing up for the police? Not so much. The Democrats claim to care about justice, but do they really? While they're busy inventing new interpretations of the law to prosecute their political opponents, liberals in Congress try to cover up Justice Department interference in the investigations into Hunter Biden and gloss over perjury by deep state operatives in the FBI and IRS. Justice for Democrats, it only applies when they want it to. Fiscal responsibility seems kind of old-fashioned these days, doesn't it? People who refuse to work, corporations, government of Ukraine. Seems like the Biden administration only worries about taxpayer dollars when they want to give them away. Call your congressperson. Tell them you support the balanced budget amendment. It's time to make fiscal responsibility a thing again.